Hey, what's up, guys? I'm back with the Kids Talk About Shit podcast. So, I'm joined finally with Evan.
Hi.
Carlos and Jerry, obviously.
Hi.
So, I'm
episode five, by the way.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Episode five. Thank you. I'm a little bit sick, so my voice might be a little messed up. That's why we're doing it over Discord for Corona. I don't have Corona. Well, let's hope. I don't really have that many symptoms. But, so, yeah, I think we can just dive into Corona. Sorry we have not uploaded in a while. Well, we uploaded yesterday, but that was after, like, a month.
Oh, yeah, really busy. We recorded that, like...
So long. That's why it was about the end of the year.
Yeah, we recorded that, like, the 7th.
I had a really busy month. And
yeah. Because the weekend after that, we had the Invitational.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next episode.
Yeah, and then after that, we had... No, and then we had a week where, I don't know, I think you just didn't send it to me after I pestered you.
That was 2 weeks,
man. No, and then we had break, and then obviously I don't want to do work during break. But and then I finished it a few days after break ended, and we didn't post it until now. So.
And a lot of stuff has happened since then.
Corona.
and
that's it. Yeah.
So yeah, let's just dive into Corona. So COVID-19, right? That's this way.
Yeah, hasn't the thing, not like Corona specifically, but like the COVID-19 or some version of that been around for a while? This is just like the worst case.
Well, corona-based viruses before. It's like I don't know exactly what it is, but it's something about how it's structured and how it attacks your blood cells.
I thought it was COVID-19 because it was discovered in 2019.
I'm 14 and this is deep.
Okay, so school's closing, NBA closing. The women's NBA didn't close, right?
I'm not sure. No, yeah, because the thing is, they were a lot of the sports stuff. They're just planning to do it without a crowd.
But yeah,
because people in the actual NBA tested positive for it.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I'm not sure because I don't know any of the names, but like I'm pretty sure a person in the NBA who's an announcer or a player, they tested positive.
Yeah, and it's mostly to be honest, I don't think they have that much harm to like it's if you're 50 and below and you have a really healthy immune system, especially if you're the younger,
you have a chance
of dying, but. If you're 60 or over or have something like respiratory stuff, like lung cancer or something like that, then you definitely have a high chance. And then also like E3 and TwitchCon, which is like conventions. It's like conventions about for like gaming and like TwitchCon. Twitch is a site where you can live stream and people play games while they live stream. And so they have a convention every year. Is that every year?
Oh, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And then E3 is basically where a bunch of game developers can announce their new games and stuff like that. And then I'm sure some other stuff.
I've seen so a lot of the YouTubers that I watch, like The Odd Ones Out, he had a tour that was canceled. A lot of like singers and artists like Billie Eilish, she canceled her tour. And then a few other tours, I think a lot of sports were canceled.
Yeah. I only heard about the NBA and I think the women's
NBA. NHL was canceled too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I looked it up in Ruby Goldberg. I don't know how to say his name, but he was the first NBA player to test positive.
Yeah, I think that was COVID-19. Why. That was the big reason why most of it shut down.
And also, schools are closing a lot.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
A lot of states that have
school closed for 2 days.
Yeah, mine did.
Right. And then I think our one of our online friends, he said his school closed for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's being closed until April.
April 6th.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's about 2 weeks.
My school is doing a meeting today about it, and we might end up doing online school for the remainder of the time.
Nice job. To get rid of Corona, let's all meet in a big room.
Well, I mean, like, the thing is, where we live, there's only been, I think, like, 2 or 3 confirmed cases. I'm not really sure about that. But the reason why a lot of schools and whatnot are closing because of the risk of having it spread, I think. And then I was talking to my cousins who live out of state. The schools are closing for I'm not sure how long, but like any other stores besides pharmacies and grocery stores are all closing down too.
And when you go to the grocery stores, they're like stripped bare.
There's yeah, no I know.
Okay, so everybody's hoarding toilet paper, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because isn't like, I mean, this is probably unrelated, but
we'll
like
use that as currency in the future.
Yes. Yeah, Fallout 4 with bottle caps? No.
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, so I have the map right here. So 100 plus California, Washington, New York and Massachusetts, so surrounding us we have
they're all
100 cases. Geez. But we have 10 or less. So yeah. That's good.
I was reading up, it was so the death rate and like the mortality rate, it's like 50 and above, I think it's like 2.6.
It's 57 in America.
57 what?
Deaths.
Oh, out of, I think, 3,000 cases, okay. But like the ages between 10 and 35 or something like that has like a 0.2% chance.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, 30 to 49 is like
if you are somebody that's 25, 20 and low, and you have a healthy immune system, you have a close to 0% chance of dying, and that's why people are literally paying people like $1,100 to $2,500 to get Corona so they can test on it.
Jeez,
which. I mean, that's what, like, money for us, because we're healthy and young.
Getting sick for,
like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, though, because, like, obviously they have to run tests and whatnot, so.
Yeah.
It just feels weird to, like, say, like, oh, you're getting paid to get a virus that.
Well, and then there's like, viruses in, like, the frozen in the icebergs, like old deadly viruses that are, like, now melting, and
people
are
worried
about that.
Yeah, well, except for Republicans.
There was never no icebergs, I tell you.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh. Okay, and then, I was gonna say, I don't know, what else do we have?
I think,
Because of the coronavirus, like the Dow Jones Index, which is like one of the stocks, has seen its like lowest point in U.S. history since like 1986 or something around that. Yeah, and Disney and other things combined.
Yeah, especially because no one's showing movies anymore, because, you know.
Yeah, and Donald Trump's doing like the tax thing where you don't, because of what you lost.
Yeah, they get a lot of like tax relief and financial relief or whatever. I saw the speech that he did, and then I was talking with my parents about that, and apparently like a bunch of people on some, I don't know, some organization, I forget what, they were like looking over his speech and like analyzing it or whatever, and like almost all of what he said was like I don't know, like I wouldn't say propaganda, but like
they're 20 IQ.
Yeah, they're not. They're not doing a lot of the things that he said they're doing, apparently. But especially because in like this time of like, I mean, it's now labeled as a pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's like, and he's
classifies it as a plague.
Plague? I have no clue. It's something you should.
I think the disease itself has to have some criteria for redo.
No, yeah, I think a plague has to be like. Is it like a number of people that it affects, or is it like?
I honestly can tell you, but
I have no
disease
clue.
That causes high mortality.
Oh yeah, because it only has like a
bubonic plague.
2.6% mortality rate, or like 3%, something like that. 30-day travel ban from to and from Europe besides UK. Do you know why they singled out the UK? Why?
Because I think a lot of places
they literally blocked off places that don't have cases at all, and
because the
UK has cases.
Yeah. So. Well. Yeah. No. But like, I think less than other countries. I don't know. I'm not really sure the deal with that. But like, I do know Europe
is
heavily
affected. They blocked off the good ones and
maybe not trying to infect them.
The thing is,
but,
like,
to do something good, but they just didn't.
Yeah. What's there was like
States?
A crisis thing in Italy where they had.
Oh, like, no, yeah. They had to Italy? Shut. They had like shut down or quarantine one part of Italy.
Yeah, I heard this. They went for the high schoolers went for what's it called when they like go out of the country?
Oh, study abroad or whatever.
Yeah. So they went to China and they were like super scared.
Yeah.
So they moved to Italy and then like a week later that whole Italy thing came up and they were like,
free. Yeah, but I think in Italy there's been like over 20,000 cases and then like over 1,000 deaths. So it's kind of
that's so scary.
Yeah, like. I never, especially like the months leading up to now, because Corona has been a thing since like mid to late January, right?
Yeah.
Or at least like publicly has been like, oh yeah, that's happening in Wuhan and China and whatnot. And like, it's now like seriously affecting our lives. And I never really expected that to happen. Like, oh yeah, it's happening in China. Oh, it moved to Italy. It sucks also, for them, but
it's weird to think of America as having like diseases that actually kill people.
Yeah, I know, especially because like
first world.
Yeah, us, we like we never really deal with like a pandemic such like this, and it's a, like, oh, you can't really go outside. It's bad to visit people. It's bad to go to grocery store or restaurants or movie theaters. Like, it's so weird to like have that happen to us.
Because I don't think any of us have grown up with any kind of scary thing. Like,
I mean, there's not much else to talk about, right?
Well, what about, like, the quarantine things? Because in America, like, you can't really make them quarantine themselves. Yeah. You have to self-quarantine.
Yeah, I feel like just, like, normal safety procedures and, like, oh, wash your hands, leaving and entering your house or whatever. You know, don't shake people's hands.
All right, so now we can dive into politics a little bit with the voting and stuff. I actually haven't been caught up with that stuff.
Yeah, I've only seen I've only seen snippets and like, you know.
Yeah, after Trump and like that happened, I just kind of removed myself from politics. Yeah. I wasn't interesting me as it used to.
Yeah, well, it's, I don't know. It's one of those things that will affect us a lot. If you don't pay attention to it, I don't know.
Yeah, not yet. So we're fine.
What do you think of like President Biden? What do you think?
Biden. I haven't seen. I'm not really sure what his.
He was vice president when we were slightly younger.
Obama, right?
So I didn't really. Obama. Yeah. So and he was president when we were slightly younger and probably didn't care that much about politics, at least for me.
And yeah, because he was 2008, 2014, or 16, right?
And I still don't quite know what he does. Like, what does he do?
Yeah.
What is the
vice president? I know. The only thing...
No. Like, what is he going to do if he becomes president?
The only thing
I... Probably nothing. He's just going to sit around and make sure that Trump's not president.
Exactly like Trump.
Just like a placeholder.
Yeah, he's just...
No. Except he's Democrat, so it's fine.
Oh, yes. Oh. He's so much better if we have a Democrat who doesn't do anything.
No. Okay, Trump does stuff. That's the thing. He does a lot of things.
Poorly.
They're just not.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually,
keep in mind that we are very misinformed on politics. We don't.
Yeah. So don't.
At least me and Grayson are. I'm not sure about Evan. He's pretty weird.
Kind of. I pretty much am. But Mr. Joe Biden.
Okay. What do you think of, like, says. Sorry.
What do you think of like his minimum wage idea of being like $15 an hour?
Dude, the only thing
that's a lot of money. We're already like, wait, how much? We're like, wait.
I've been trying to say something for the past it's gonna be funny. The only clip I've seen of Biden is, have you guys seen the clip where he confuses his wife with his sister at some rally?
Oh. There's also a clip of him saying I'm running for Senate, but
he's so old.
If Biden raises that minimum wage, America is right now $30 trillion in debt. Do you know how much money that is? Do you know how much Trump has contributed? $2 trillion. I don't think anybody in the world has ever made that money. Nobody has gotten $1 trillion, and we're $30 trillion in debt. Okay, I don't. Honestly, I'd be fine if they just you don't get paid anymore. Okay, just kidding.
We don't pay our citizens. They all die. Whatever.
And no. Listen.
That's fine.
And most of that shit is like China. Mm-hmm. So China. Literally, we're done for. If they're if we anger them in any way, they can just be like, okay, we want our money back. And then we don't have the money to give it to them.
Well, man,
back,
well, isn't we're just done. Isn't all it's of also, our money going into, like, I'm pretty sure Trump's spending a lot of money in the military, right?
Yeah. Army. That we don't need.
Well, I mean, we'll need it if China be's like, if China's like, bro, give me the money, though.
Yeah, but it's also.
So you think
you need to know that.
China has the biggest military in the world, dude.
Does it?
If they ask for our money and we fight them back, we're just done. They're just gonna.
But we have the strongest military.
They're gonna call up North Korea and be like, "Sup, bitch, nuke this motherfucker." You were okay.
But we spend the most on military. Last time I checked, I don't know about sheer size, but we definitely have a lot of like newer weapons compared to places like North Korea has some.
Oh no, United States, then Russia, then China. Yeah. Out of one, the United States' score is 0.94, and out of one, China's is 0.779. So, yeah, we're pretty higher. We're a lot higher than them.
So. No,
we're so high.
So the
China is the world's biggest army.
Overall ranking of military strength.
Yeah, but they have more people.
Yeah, I know, but like,
I think it's about quantity than quality, to be honest.
Well, strength.
Put like 24 high school football players against the Patriots.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Also, do you hear that? we do have Russia on our side, right? We're out.
I don't know. I'm not sure what Putin is doing, but
I was thinking you know what he's doing? What he's asking to be their leader until 2036.
Nice.
That's what he's doing.
Yes, we'll have fair elections where you can only elect me.
Vote for me, me or me.
Oh.
But back to the Biden thing. What do you? Never mind. We already talked about that. But what do you all think about like student debt relief? That kind of thing.
I don't.
I don't think.
Rug shoulders. I don't understand.
I'm just thinking like Joe Biden. I think he believes in that, but
he believes in no student loans.
Or like he wants to. He's just one of those people. I think he was one of those people.
Remind you that we're in $30 trillion of debt, and you want to pay off student loans.
It's also important to know that other countries owe the U.S. money still.
That's true.
I feel like the thing is everyone, or at least for the most part, everyone's in so much debt that.
Yeah. How come we can't just cancel it out altogether? Yeah. Say, okay, you owe me, $5 trillion, and I owe you $3 trillion. You owe me $2 trillion.
We have the most debt in the world, so.
Yeah.
Belgium owes $456 billion. $456 billion. Spain $1 trillion. Singapore. Why is it showing Singapore and Japan owes $9 trillion.
Let me just remind you that the richest man in
Italy
the world
$2 trillion
has $100 billion. You need 10 of them to equal one.
No, Grayson.
We're just like pull in all our money.
Grayson, as of 2020, U.S. only owes $19.23 trillion.
I thought it was more than that.
Yeah,
I
national
just looked
debt.
It up and it said 30.
Oh, trillion. I'm on world population.
Oh, is it national debt? Are we talking about national debt or?
This just says debt to GDP ratio by country 2020.
U.S. government public debt is now more than $22 trillion, the highest it has ever been. The Treasury Department data comes tax revenue. Yeah, and it's risen $2 trillion because of Trump. So that's a lot of debt. Oh, that's all we need to say. We just need to.
Wow.
Wow.
How about let's do something more about like us as. Like,
yeah, I feel like honestly we should make a segment. Yeah,
me and Jerry did that, but
Evan no. I feel like we should make a segment, or actually no. Yeah, we'll just ask Evan what questions we ask each other. So Evan. What are your plans for the future? Like any college plans after college?
Oh yeah, definitely. Probably gonna go to like college for like engineering and math, something like that. Because that's definitely gonna be one of the highest paid jobs in the future.
I love how everybody's answer, like you guys answer. So I want to go into engineering. I'm just like I'll just follow you. And then I'll just find a job wherever you're living.
That's a strat.
That's a strat.
Yeah, exactly. No college debt, am I right?
Am I right?
Well, like I already get. I guess I get
don't go to college.
No, I already get free college.
Do you think you're? I mean,
I do get free college. That's a good
it's hard to
then
say.
Go to college, lol.
It's hard to say now, but do you think you're gonna take a gap year between last year of high school and college?
I'm fairly sure that I am.
Yeah.
Me and my friend plan to take a year and a half, two year.
I have to take a year. Yeah, to find myself.
Me and my friend just plan to take a forever gap year.
No, we're planning to take like a year gap year, and then just like try to find jobs. And if we can't do it, then we'll go to college. But if not, if we have like a good stable job, is like whatever. Then we were gonna do that for like half a year, and then we wanted to travel to Germany.
Germany's pretty cool.
Germany's interesting. Interesting history behind all that. Where are you planning to live when you grow up, y'all?
I'm planning on going. I mean, obviously, I can't. And nothing's set in stone. But I'm planning Washington on going. Yeah, Seattle, University of Washington, because I went there for Thanksgiving break with my dad. Because we went to see a Seahawks and Eagles game, which is pretty cool. But Seattle's such a nice city, and the colleges there, like the programs that they offer, are really nice. So that's that's my hope.
How about you, Raygun?
Well, I mean, I will either be leeching off one of my friends, or I really do want to move into some sort of creator house with like streamers, gamers, something like that. That would be my dream, is to live
as the janitor.
As their janitor, yes, exactly.
Their cleaning lady.
But no, for all seriousness, I would really like to just move up to Maine on the shore. That's like, I've been wanting to live there for so long. We went on this trip to Maine and we were like walking by these like super nice houses on the beach, and it was just so beautiful. I would definitely, that's my dream house. And then have like my friend live like next door. That'd be it.
Yeah. As we get older, are you excited to drive yet? Because at the end of this year, I started my learner's permit.
For me, it's like the second I turn of age, get a job wherever I can, drive whenever I can.
Wait, when? I can ask. So I'm super close to. I'm a year. I'm just a year in like a month.
I just got like 5 more months or whatever, and then I can get my learner's permit, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know, to be honest. I don't know if I'll probably get my learner's permit, and because some people wait and it's just so much worse.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather get it and then be able to drive anywhere. I'm probably not gonna get a car for a while, but.
What's great is that my parents are planning on upgrading at least one of their cars, so your boy can come.
Well, I mean. One of my friends is saving for a car. He's been saving for a car since he was like.
Yeah, there's also, one of my friends, their sibling, there was a car on sale, like, in their neighborhood. It was, like, a really nice car for only, like, $1,000, $2,000. So a lot of times you can get really good deals on
cars. Yeah, especially if you're neighbors. Like, you can just say, hey,
man. Yeah, I know you. Can I have that?
Money, and then if you want to restore a car, like, if you consider yourself a car guy, you can. It's sometimes that's fun, depending on who you are. It's actually with like an older, nicer car, like an older Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys consider yourselves car guys?
Oh no,
I was never really a car person. I know one of my really good friends like super obsessed with cars, but I am not.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
don't really care.
Teslas are pretty cool, but
I like never.
I want a Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheel car. I mean, I'm probably just gonna drive a Subaru, to be honest. My parents have been driving Subarus since they were.
Just get like a Subaru sports car, like
Oh, that's what I was gonna ask you. What's your dream car?
Dream car? Oh, Tesla Model S, something like that. Teslas.
Oh.
I think Teslas are pretty cool. Although sorry for cutting you off, but my dad was because my dad's super obsessed with saving the planet and whatnot. because he's a boomer. and then he was looking at electric trucks because he's more of a truck guy than a car guy.
Cybertruck.
Yeah, no. He thinks a Cybertruck. Cybertruck looks weird. Looks like a Halo car. So you were saying? No, Evan was talking.
Oh, sorry.
Evan, what's your dream car?
Probably like a Dodge Charger Hellcat, because they're really fast and nice and really heavy, like the heaviest cars you can get on the road.
What's it called? I'm trying to figure out the car company. I totally forget what it's called. Starts with an A. Oh, Aston Martin.
Yeah. Like James Bond cars.
Yeah, so mine is, what's it called? Hold on. I have to find it now. Talk while I'm doing this, because it's...
I mean, we don't have...
I don't know. Unlike, about electric cars. Like, what do you think of them overall? Like,
I think it's great. I think it's a good push towards, like, getting straying from, like, gas and diesel and whatever. Because, I mean, the thing is, though, it's, like, a lot of our biggest incomes, at least for the U.S., is, like, oil and gas and whatnot. So,
yeah.
It's probably, like, if we make the big switch from gas to electric, then that's going to greatly impact.
I remember mine. It's a 2017 Aston Martin...
You cut out.
Sexy. Aston Martin 2017 V12.
Send it. Nice. The V12 engines, those burn through gas, though. I wanted to, like something.
I mean, that just for looks. I mean, if it was electric.
Yeah. And gas isn't cheap, my friends. You know, back in my day, it was $1.11.
It was a quarter.
$3.
Back in my day, I could buy ice cream with a nickel.
Go to the movie theater with a quarter.
Yeah. We could buy a whole movie theater for like $10.
This was like the image I based off with white and except it's
nice.
Alright, I think we should wrap it up. Any finishing statements? Any closing remarks?
I don't. Let me pull up the rubric. Okay, so I'll finish it off. Alright. Thank you for listening. Make sure to go follow our Instagram at Kids Talk About Shit and follow our Twitter at Kids Talk About S1. In the bio of both of those, you can join our not our Discord. So we hope you enjoyed and learned a little something today, and to see you soon. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.